This is Free Talk Live. It's the Friday edition, hour number three. We're kicking it off. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever you want. Hence, the name of the show is Free Talk Live. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well, both free for you. And freetalklive.com. We're talking about the war on drugs and pseudoephedrine, apparently now a drug that needs to be having a war waged upon it, according to the Oregon legislature. One of our emailers writing in here, Daniel, telling us that he gets an ear infection about every winter. It's called otitis media, where the eustachian tube becomes inflamed because of a bacterial infection. Essentially, it's an ear equivalent of a stuffy nose.
Right.
And he says that pseudoephedrine is, also known as Sudafed by the brand name, is very effective in helping him treat this particular problem that plagues him on a once-a-year basis. So, normally, you would just go to the store, get yourself a box of Sudafed, go to the checkouts, and your problem solved. That's it. But things have changed over the past couple years in America, in every state in America. In fact, the federal government has recently passed legislation that makes it so that you have to go to the pharmacy counter, ask for Sudafed. Then they're going to ask you for your driver's license. You're going to show it to them. They're going to take your name and address down. They're going to have you sign a piece of paper. And then you get the Sudafed, and you can walk up to the front of the store and check out. So that's an inconvenience. That's a bit annoying. We've had a few people call into the program to say that they've tried to go, for instance, to one of those overnight 24-hour places like a Walgreens and get their hands on some Sudafed, but there was nobody at the pharmacy at the time, so they couldn't get it. So
that's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, be sick tonight.
So it's been an inconvenience for a lot of people. But in Oregon, it's getting worse, because the Oregon legislature has recently turned pseudoephedrine into a controlled substance. Yes, that's right. You need a prescription to buy Sudafed in the state of Oregon now. Now, our emailer Daniel says, I don't have insurance to cover a doctor's appointment, so the appointment's going to cost me $96. Visiting a doctor at the... That sounds about right for a doctor's appointment.
Thanks, legislators of Oregon. Thank you very, very freaking much. Now, in order to get Sudafed, I have to pay $100.
Yeah.
I've got to pay the doctor and sit in, and how much time do I lose at work, and all this for your stupid war on drugs?
Well, we got to keep children safe, Mark.
You know,
don't you care about children?
Oh, I love children, and I want parents to keep their children safe. It's not your job to keep children safe. If so, you'd mandate that every table came with a round corner. Do you not love children? How come you aren't mandating that the tables come with round corners?
Look, Mark, we got to deal with this methamphetamine problem before we start dealing with rounded tabletops.
Why don't you get out of my damn life, my tables?
Mark, there are people manufacturing methamphetamine in their back rooms, and it could blow up and kill children.
Hold on. Where are the children coming from in the back room?
The children in the house could be killed by their parents manufacturing methamphetamine.
They could be killed in the house by a whole bunch of stuff. If these people are stupid enough to manufacture methamphetamine, they're stupid enough to use a gas-powered engine in the house, too.
You just hate kids, don't you?
I just hate politicians.
Yeah, me too. They're the ones who are responsible for this. Well, visiting a doctor at the free clinic would be cheaper, but I still have to pay for the visit because I don't qualify for charity care because I have a job. And I hope that the price of prescription Sudafed isn't much more expensive than the old $4 box.
You know, a few winners with this prescription and you'd pay for your trip to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You don't have to live in Oregon.
Great point. So, pseudoephedrine, right. So he hopes that Sudafed... I've tried the non-pseudoephedrine versions of Sudafed, because they've come out with these non-pseudoephedrine versions.
It's the pseudoephedrine that makes the difference.
Alternative versions. He says, but getting relief from those is like trying to get drunk from Pepsi. Clandestine meth labs would not exist but for the war on drugs. I understand the need of the need to rid the communities of these labs because if the government propaganda is to be believed, at worst, they can blow up. Or, at best, they create massively unhealthy living conditions for nearby residents. put a purposefully designed hot lab like the ones the Army used during World War II to create amphetamines for their pilots would not be likely to blow up or infect the surrounding neighborhood. But meth manufacturers cannot create overt hot labs set up by professionals because of the war on drugs.
Right.
Because the drug is illegal. So I guess I'll live for the next few weeks with the infection until my body can fight it off naturally. Thank you, Government of Oregon, for serving me and improving the quality of my life. I guess there's some truth to the saying, better living through bigger government. Zeke Heil, Citizen Daniel.
Can't he just send away at some online pharmacy somewhere? Can't? Doesn't Free Talk, Amazon.freetalklive.com sell pseudoephedrine?
Yes. That may mean, though, that they may not sell it to people in Oregon.
Hmm.
It's worth a look. It sure is worth a look.
They may not, but somebody will.
I mean, at $96, it might even be worth, I mean, if the pain's that bad enough, it might even be worth just driving to the next state over.
Yeah.
And picking some up at a local
Walmart.
The
pain is excruciating. He's not lying. I know what he's talking about.
800-259-9231. Coming up, we're going to talk immigrants, but we're going to the phones first to Kat in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kat.
Hey, well, guess what's happening in California?
Tell me, Kat.
Well, a lot of fucking concern.
Whoa! You can't say that on the radio. Now, we're going to just continue on. Please don't use those words or we will have to get rid of you.
Bear Valley Springs right now.
What now?
There's a lot of... It's a gated community. It's Bear Valley Springs. It's really beautiful.
What's going on in Bear Valley Springs, Kat?
A lot of people are concerned.
What are they concerned about?
About a woman.
What?
About a woman?
Who? Kat?
Huh? I think she's falling over.
What woman are they concerned about exactly, sweetie?
Well, guess.
Me. I guess which woman?
Kathy
you.
Imberry.
Who?
Kathy Imberry.
Is that a politician?
West's
who is that?
Daughter.
Whose daughter?
Who?
Whose daughter is that? That's what I want to know. Is that your daughter?
Huh?
Is it your daughter they're concerned about?
No, it's fucking me,
man. Okay, well, you're out of here.
Sorry.
You know, you were right, Mark. I should have gotten rid of her the first time. We're going to have to do a zero tolerance on this, aren't we?
It's got to be, man. I'm just telling
you. I try to be nice to people. I try to give them a break.
She was really sounded like she could be very, very funny. But, you know, if she's going to slip up that early, she's going to slip up again.
And I guess you're right about that.
Yeah.
Are we going to have to institute a zero tolerance on this? Because that's what it's sounding like we're going to have to do. The last time we had the cop on the phone, we had the girlfriend of the cop on the phone.
Yeah.
Somebody who should have known better, right?
Well.
Some law-abiding friend, girlfriend of a cop. And she cursed. She dropped the S-bomb on the air. We said, okay, sweetie, we'll give you one more chance. Please don't do that again. And then she got all upset and emotional and dropped another one.
Yeah. I have to... I'm of the opinion it should be zero tolerance when it comes to cuss words. I think that that's what's fair to do to our affiliates, and I think that if you say it, you got to go.
All right. New policy. Be careful when you're on the air or you're done. 800-259-9231. That's a shame. I wanted to know who that lady was.
She was besides drunk.
Man, I never heard somebody belching so often on the airwaves.
You know, it's 6:15 in California right now.
Yeah. She just got off work.
And she's three sheets to the wind.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, hey, Kat,
Kat
in California, maybe you should just send us an email. That would be more fun, a little more safe that way.
Have one for me, too.
You can curse all you want in your emails. That's fine.
We'll just edit it out.
Yeah, no problem. All right, 800-259-9231, talking immigrants. Let's go to a story about the laws that they're passing. Fed up with government inaction on the hot-button issue of illegal immigration, a growing number of American towns, according to the AFP, are taking matters into their own hands, adopting controversial and, some say, illegal legislation. From making English the official language of local government to banning foreign flags, more than 30 cities or municipalities across the country in recent months have adopted anti-immigrant measures.
Now, if you ban every single foreign flag, I don't have the problem with it. If you just ban, say, the Mexican flag. I think that's, you know, just bigoted to pick one particular flag and get
I believe they have banned every other foreign flag, but we're going to get to the laws here in a moment. Many have also passed laws banning landlords from renting to undocumented immigrants and penalizing local businesses that hire illegals. Observers say such measures reflect a growing sense of frustration with the federal government's ongoing debate on how to deal with the country's estimated 11 million illegal immigrants, most of them from Mexico to Central America. So, like the war on drugs, Mark, we now have a war on immigration. And do you think that these laws are going to have any effect on immigrants?
Well, they're going to have effects.
Find out coming up here on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree? Not this year. When I come back, I'll share some cool automotive gifts to shop for. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. This holiday, skip the partridge and give your true love something to really sing about. On the third day of Christmas, give a gift for the car connoisseur. Fill a pail with three things automotive. A high-quality wax, a chamois, and an IOU for a winter wash and shine. On the second day, stuff the stocking of your driving-aged kid with two gas cards. And on the first day of Christmas, wrap up one car cover made from Blockit fabric by Kimberly Clark. Or better yet, let the Blockit cover be the wrapping for your special someone's brand new car. I hope my true love's listening. Hint, hint. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the bulletin board system. Over 140,000 posts await you. Over 1,300 people are interacting there. And it's a lot of fun. There's serious issues, fun stuff, all kinds of fun things at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Talking about the new laws that have been passed around the country in regards to illegal immigration, these local elected officials are taking action. They're going to shut down this illegal immigrant problem by passing more laws, and here's what they've done. We're going to go down the laundry list of the variety of different laws that they've created here. Here we go. Pahrump, a desert outpost in the western state of Nevada, along with a growing immigrant population, the local council in November voted an English-only ordinance, along with a measure barring residents from flying a foreign flag unless it's placed below an American flag. So, yeah, Mark, they did ban all foreign flags from being flown in the event that they are the only flag being flown, which, of course, really affects the Hispanics more than anyone else, considering it's Nevada, and that's who most of the immigrants are. But well, nonetheless, I
now
mean,
it's the flying of a flag.
$50 fine and 30 hours of community service.
Now, here's what I have seen: used car lots that fly all kinds of flags.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen, and hotels around the world fly other countries' flags. Generally, you fly the flag of the person, you know, an important guest that's staying there or something like that, or
sure,
a guest that's staying there sometimes.
But these are all places that also fly American flags as well.
They do, but they don't fly them over the other flag.
Well, now they have to.
Because, you know, on a hotel, they'll have several flagpoles, and they'll fly all the flags of
right,
people who are staying in the hotel. In the case of used car lots, they'll just have, you know, essentially a 3x5 flag on an aluminum stick, you know, put around.
That's unacceptable now in Pahrump.
That's dumb.
Well, we got to protect our culture, Mark. We got to keep our culture safe from these illegals. They want to get here and fly their flags and stuff. Can't have that.
Well, the thing is this doesn't really even affect
most. What do you think, it's the land of the free?
Most of the Mexican flags I see are CDs hanging from people's rearview mirrors,
mm-hmm,
stickers.
I think we could qualify that.
That's not a flag.
It looks like a flag. Got them colors on it.
No.
We're going to charge you a $50 fine. $50.
Wait a minute. If I just took a Bare Naked Ladies CD and hung it from my rearview mirror, could you call that a flag?
It doesn't have flag printed on it.
Wait a minute. How do you know? I mean,
well, I see. You just go to the encyclopedia. There's a list of flags right there, son.
I see.
Come
so
on.
If there's the printing of an existing flag on a CD,
that's
and
right,
that CD, what if the CD has music on it?
No matter. It's a flag.
It's not a flag. It's a CD.
If you're flying it
clearly,
like a flag,
sir,
it's a flag, my friend.
It's not a flag. It's hanging from fishing wire from my rearview mirror.
Hanging equals flag.
No, hanging does not
flag
equal
flag. Equals $50 fine. Pay up.
Well, I have a tag from our Radio and Records seminar that we mm-hmm went to that has my name on
doesn't
it.
Doesn't have a flag on it, though.
No, it doesn't, but it's hanging from my rearview mirror.
Exempt.
Is that a flag?
You're exempt. It's not a flag.
Oh, God.
In Hazleton, an industrial city, you know, how dare you think that you can fly a flag in America? Who do you think you are, you flag-flying people? You must have misunderstood. This isn't the land of the free at all. At least not in Hazleton, an industrial city in the northeastern state of Pennsylvania. Local authorities justified the adoption of a tough anti-immigrant ordinance by arguing that illegals contribute to an increase in crime, failing schools, and are a burden to the city's resources. No, I think they've got it wrong. The city is a burden to my resources, and I would like to outlaw you. How about that? I'm going to write a law tonight, Mark, that outlaws the city of Keene that we live in.
Sorry, you don't have enough elected people in your
your
legislature to be able to do that.
Hmm. Rob Tunkai, spokesperson for U.S. English, a group that promotes the use of the English language in government and has helped several towns draw up ordinances to that effect, says such measures have nothing to do with racism. Quote, official English legislation as written has nothing to do with criticizing immigrants in any way. What it says is you can't walk into a government office and demand service in a language other than English. But critics fear such measures will eventually lead to more general backlash against legal immigrants or anyone who looks different or even speaks with an accent. The attorney for the ACLU says, quote, they almost represent a kind of green light for discrimination against immigrants generally and against U.S. citizens who may appear to be foreign. And as we've seen, these laws have actually had an effect in driving out both legal and illegal immigrants from communities. So they are making a difference in that the legal immigrants are leaving because in a lot of cases they may have like a Hispanic product store and tienda, and their customer base are just drying up because you've got ICE agents raiding people's businesses, arresting people, and essentially scaring people out of town. Your business is drying up. You might as well leave too. Go to a more friendly area.
Well, and your, you know, relatives, some of them could be illegal, and you just don't feel welcome. You know, if they hate the illegals, and I look like one, don't they hate me?
They pretty much do.
They pretty much do.
John Watt, the ACLU lawyer, says the practicalities of how these ordinances work tend to encourage people to discriminate generally against folks who look for folks foreign regardless of their immigration status.
Sure, because, you know, if you're looking for illegal aliens and a white person walks in, are you going to question them? No. If you're looking for illegal aliens and a Mexican walks in, are you going to question them? Yes. Suddenly,
do they deserve to be questioned?
Are discriminated against?
Right, they don't deserve to be questioned. They don't deserve to be they don't deserve to be under suspicion. This is outrageous that it's going on here in America, and they aren't going anywhere soon. Just because they shift away from certain communities to other ones doesn't mean they're just going to throw up their hands in the air and head back to Mexico just because you pass a bunch of laws. The war on immigration is not going to be any more successful than is the war on drugs. And in fact, there's actually some information that you've got, Mark, we're going to get into here in a moment, about how Hispanic immigrants, both, I guess, illegal and illegal, or maybe just the illegals, are contributing tremendously to one state's economy. At least the one state that's been studied. We'll find out about that coming up in a moment. But first, Kurt in Michigan, you take control of the airwaves on the amplifier line. Hello, Kurt.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I'd like to preface what I was going to talk about with something about the flags, where, you know, each flag has a specific dimension. So what they did is just hem off a half inch on either side. Technically, it wouldn't be the flag of that country.
Technically, you're right about that.
Now, I wouldn't go trying the officers of the law to see whether or not they would find that to be, you know, technical enough to not charge you, because I think they certainly would.
It would depend upon the war chest you have for litigation, I guess.
Yes, and, indeed. You know, the war chest that the local government has is going to be significantly larger because they're always going to be able to pay it in taxes. That's what stinks about the whole thing.
I wanted to say I made good on my promise. I don't know if you received it yet, but I went out and doubled my amplifier money.
Yeah, I'm a little behind on catching up with amplifiers. I plan on catching up tomorrow. I've got like 24 emails in the amp box. Some of them just got to process through those. Kurt, I know you had something else on your mind. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Again, we're going to talk about how immigrants are good for the economy. I know. It's a radical idea. It just might be true. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfam.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, A-N.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free there, and that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 program. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we go back to the phones, back to Kurt in Michigan on the Amplifier line. Kurt, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much.
So what was on your mind, Kurt?
I wanted to bring up intellectual property.
Okay.
And from the shows that I've heard in the past, I know that you're pretty much against it, Ian, whereas Mark sees some use for it.
That's pretty much accurate, I would think.
Now, I mean, I'm a musician. So if, and I can understand the idea where you can't own a chord progression.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you stop somebody from playing your music in a bar? And I agree with you on that. But if you take a more extreme example, say, for instance, a David Duke-type character, if he were out of prison, was going to run for the Senate again and wanted to use my version and my recording of a song to help him do so. And since I feel that that would give the people in his district at least a tacit, you know, in the insinuation of tacit approval from me,
mm-hmm.
I think I should have the right to do that, because that particular version of the song represents the money that I spent in the studio with the instruments that I spent and the work that I put in on it. Now, if you wanted to go and record another version of it, and it is obviously not mine, then, I mean, I can explain that away. You know, somebody says, well, what do you think about that? Well, I'm against his candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
But when he used my specific version, it gives an air of my condoning it.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. I'm not quite sure exactly. I mean, I like the idea of coming up with some sort of a market alternative for protecting your ideas. I'm not quite sure
I've got the market alternative for that particular issue.
What is it?
Believe me, I support intellectual property to some extent or another. I think that it should be reasonable. In that particular case, if that happened and you didn't have any legal recourse, the people that would care that was your, that you were endorsing him, so either be you famous or, not so famous, that, you know, it would depend on how many people would care. So if you're Led Zeppelin, lots of people would care. If you're, you know, who you are, not so many people
hey,
would care.
You don't know. He might be Led Zeppelin.
He might be, but then he's lied about his name.
Yeah, okay.
What's that?
Not quite Led Zeppelin.
Getting there.
Anyway, all you'd have to do is put on your official website, be it Led Zeppelin's official website or your official website,
disclaiming
that I had nothing to do with David Duke's campaign and I think he's a racist, bigoted jerk. The people that cared would go to your website and say, hey, and the research would get out. I don't think you would
face any
point.
What about
work products? Say, for instance, I hire somebody to come up with ideas to streamline my process, and the day before he's going to institute them, he's going to take the money that I paid him, walk to my competitor and say, hey, I got this to sell you as well.
Well, that would be a contractual issue. I have had to sign contracts for employment before, I don't know. Some of them I haven't, and some of them I have, and they all want me to sign non-competes, which, no thanks, I'm not doing that.
Well, right.
And you can really negotiate your contract, because I've said, no, I'm not signing a no-compete, unless it's really, really, really specific.
I like where you're going on this one, Mark, because contracts are really are going to be key. If we get the government out of all these areas that we're talking about getting them out of, then something has to replace it to make sure people are honoring their agreements. And to that end, contract insurance and the reputation rating system is going to be the way to go, at least the way I see it. So, for instance, when you hire this guy on, Kurt, you in the agreement say that these certain information he comes across is business secrets and need to be kept that way, et cetera, et cetera. He signs off on that agreement, and in the agreement is a contract insurer, a third-party organization that you both agreed on. He's agreeing by signing the contract to use to essentially back you up on this, in that if he violates the agreement, then you get an insurance payment from the contract insurer. They, of course, investigate to make sure that, indeed, you aren't trying to scam them and all of that. And if it turns out that this guy really did blab about your business secrets, then his reputation rating, either he makes good somehow, or his reputation rating takes a huge hit. And then he's going to have a hard time getting anybody else to enter into any contracts with him in the future. Sort of like how eBay has a reputation rating, which you may be familiar with.
Well, not so much work secrets, but the information that he has come up with, but I paid him to do so.
Yeah, that can all be in the contract. You know, all this, all the things that he does under your purview.
That's pretty much what happened with David Letterman when he switched from one network to the other a long time ago. Is basically the one network had had all of his intellectual property. That's the reason that his band there. What's Paul? Is that the name of the guy that?
Yeah.
Paul Shanklin? That's the reason they're not called the world's most dangerous band anymore, is because that was the intellectual property of CBS instead of NBC? I don't know.
That's one of the reasons why. Yes, sir, go ahead.
The CBS Orchestra, if you ask me anyway, the world's most dangerous band,
I'm sorry.
I understand why they'd want to keep that.
Yeah, I would want to keep the world's most dangerous band. I thought that
cool
was very
name.
Clever.
And now who's getting to use it? Nobody, right?
No, it's just sitting in some, file.
What a waste. What a waste. Hey, Kurt, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Mark, you did a great job there arguing all the anti-intellectual property points.
Well, yeah, just in those particular circumstances, in the one circumstance, I can definitely understand why you would want a law in place to be able to protect you from somebody using your music. But, there was for the objections that he had, there was something to answer that. What concerns me is that there are people out there that are writing books right now that are, giving out a great deal of knowledge. People out there that are companies out there that are creating drugs that may not be motivated to create such expense into research and development.
Right, and as I've explained, you're operating under the current paradigm of inventions and rewards and all of that, and that would just simply shift under a different paradigm, and that would be without intellectual property protections on the government's part. The incentive system would be different than it is today, in that perhaps universities would come up with these ideas simply for the renown that the creation of said products would bring them. There are other possible ways for products to come about that aren't necessarily the way you're thinking of. That's all. 800-259-9231. Let's go back to immigration, though, because intellectual property only has so many legs. back to immigration and how it is that maybe these illegal immigrants aren't such a bad thing after all. Right, Mark?
From the Reuters, Dallas, the Texan economy would have been almost $18 billion poorer in the last fiscal year without illegal immigrants who added to state coffers but were a drain on local government, says a report by the state comptroller. So this is like good news and bad news. And, it's just basically said some of the things that we've said, is that I have said in the past that we have an economy that's growing very slowly in some sectors. You wouldn't be seeing the growth. As a matter of fact, I'd venture to say you'd see diminishment in those areas if it wasn't for illegal aliens being in this country right now. Our economy would be in the crapper. So this is an example. This is what's happening in Texas.
Okay.
The report, billed as the first detailed look by a state at the impact of undocumented immigrants on its budget, is likely to stir further debate on the emotional issue of illegal immigration in the United States. The Pew Hispanic Center estimates that the United States has 11.1 million undocumented immigrants as of 2005.
Okay.
Of these, it said Texas accounted for 1.4 million to 1.6 million. Many Americans say illegal aliens, mostly from Mexico, take jobs from locals, depress wages, and commit crimes.
And many Americans are completely ignorant. We'll address it all coming up here. 800-259-9231. Of course, some of them commit crimes. A percentage of any population commits crimes. We'll come back with all the details. Your calls as well about anything. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live Friday edition. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with Pam Martin. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy them. And if you do enjoy the show and you do enjoy the website features for free, then maybe you should consider supporting the show. There's two ways you can do it. Actually, there's more than two, but I'll tell you about two now. Store.freetalklive.com. That's where we sell Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Very high quality, nice stuff. Hats and t-shirts.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Also, the Free Marketeer flag. We've got classic archive DVD sets. And those of you that have ordered the DVD sets, thank you for your patience. It's taken a little bit longer than we expected to get those particular orders out the door. Everybody else's orders have shipped, so the people waiting on the DVD sets are the last ones to go out. It was just a technical problem. DVD burner failed. We had to go and hire somebody to do the job. And so anyway, those are on the way. I have seen the box, and Johnson showed them to me over a webcam last night. They look very nice, the DVD sets.
Yeah, well, you know, I know that they just chuck full of all the old episodes. You get, what, six of them in there?
You get six discs. There's two different. You can buy the combo pack, I think, mm-hmm. or you can buy just season one and season two. Mm-hmm. So you get all, between season one and season two, you'll get all of our local shows. Every single one that we ever recorded, which is virtually
now,
all.
Hold on, wait, just a second there, mister. I seem to recall a couple of shows very early on where you were like, shoot, I forgot to record it.
That's why I said virtually all of our local shows, the ones that we recorded. The ones that we recorded.
Right. There was, it's maybe, there might
you've
be five
you'll
lost
get 99%.
Episodes. Yeah, five lost episodes yeah. or something. And if you happen to be sitting at home with nothing to do and recorded the lost episodes of Free Talk Live on your radio in Sarasota, Florida
unlikely.
On a cassette tape, give us a call.
That's very unlikely. So, yeah, you get all those old episodes and more, and that's all available at store.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's some perks involved in the DVD archive sets, because you might say to yourself, well, I'm an amplifier. I get classic archives because I'm an amplifier. Well, amplifiers get kind of a low-quality, internet-distributed version of the classic archives. The archives on the DVD sets at store.freetalklive.com are as high-quality as you can get.
I see.
They're recorded off the radio in those days, not directly in the studio like we do today, but they're recorded at a very high bit rate, so they sound pretty good. Plus, you get you also get the classic 60-second promos that we created from way back when, which many of those are unavailable today on the Internet. So there you go, store.freetalklive.com. And also head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the AMP program as we go back to talking about immigration. Still enough time for your calls at 800-259-9231. And how immigrants help the economy, right, Mark, according to the Pew Hispanic Center?
It seems to be undeniable. The absence of the estimated 1.4 million undocumented immigrants in Texas in fiscal 2005 would have been a loss to our gross state product of $17.7 billion, said Texas Comptroller Carol Keaton Strayhorn.
Oh, so this isn't just the Pew Hispanic Center. This is the bureaucrat.
This was a comprehensive study that was done. You know, I mean, it's obviously they didn't just pull some numbers around and throw something together. They did a big, you know, it's a big deal.
Wait a minute. Let me just to be clear on this. This is 1.4 million illegal immigrants.
Right.
So that's not even factoring in the other immigrants. It's just the illegals.
We're not talking about just Mexican people. We're talking about illegal immigrants.
Right.
The report says that it would be a loss of 2.1% of the state's gross domestic product. That's that $17.7 billion. That's 2.1% of their product, which is the broadest measure of all goods and services brought into the state. That's what a gross domestic product is. Undocumented immigrants produce $1.58 billion in state revenue. That's the money going to the state government, which exceeded the $1.6 billion in state services they received.
Hmm.
So they put in more than they received.
Wait, they put in 1.5 but got 1.6?
Right.
That doesn't sound like they put in more than they received.
I'm sorry. 1.16.
They received 1.16.
Right.
Got it.
1.5, received 1.1, basically.
So they aren't a burden on the system, then, is what that says, which is a common claim you hear.
However, local governments bore the burden of the $1.4 billion in uncompensated health care costs, which I guess that means they're going to the local clinic and getting free health care, and law enforcement costs not paid for by the state. So
stop giving away free health care.
That's what I would say that.
Right.
You know, why should we be giving away free health care? Only, you know,
because we're socialists.
If you want to, if you really, really, really have to give free health care away, make them prove citizenship before you give them their free health care.
We shouldn't have government-provided health care. What we need to have is charitably-provided health care.
I totally concur.
The hospitals have charity wings. This is not a difficult thing to do.
I'm just talking about steps. You know, steps that could be looked at. If this is such a big deal...
You don't need... getting rid of government-sponsored welfare is a one-step process. You slash it out. You say, 6 months from now, it's done. And then, all of a sudden, you're going to see it. It'll probably happen within weeks. You'll see within weeks private organizations popping up, stepping in, and taking care of people that need to be helped.
I totally concur.
Yeah.
I do. I do totally.
The market acts
concur.
Fast, especially when it comes to people's health.
But people, sometimes, they need training wheels in order to get down to things like that. That's all I'm saying. The net increase to state revenues came from payments such as sales tax and other user fees. So the money that the state got was from sales tax from the illegal immigrants.
You know, the problem with your incrementalist approach, Mark, is that at every increment, you fight the bureaucrats.
Every time.
At every increment, you fight the people who are operating the free health care programs because they're collecting a paycheck, and they don't want that to go away. And they're going to fight you every single step along
the process. That's
the
problem that the libertarians have had all along, is that they've only wanted to fight from the outside because they want to form their own party. And I say we do what we've done in New Hampshire. That's why this is the only way this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think incrementalism will work here in New Hampshire, because instead of just ripping free health care out from underneath all these people that have probably lived their whole lives with free health care, you just slowly take it away little by little.
Yeah, I don't agree. But go ahead.
I know you don't. I would prefer not to see it that way, too, Ian. The report says removing illegal migrants from the state would lead to a tighter labor market and higher wages. That's what people
That's what they want.
Right. Without the undocumented immigrant population, Texas's workforce would decrease by 6.3%. The most significant impact would be noticeable tightening in the labor market.
Of course, the other side of that coin is higher prices.
Higher prices on everything.
Don't tell anyone that, though. Because if they're paying their workers more, the costs are going up, and you got to make that money back.
And another good chance is that businesses from Mexico, businesses will go elsewhere, and they'll move across the border and then ship their products back in.
Sure.
Because the labor's cheaper down there.
Yep.
Why not do it? Without the, the tightening would induce increases in wages, while pay increases can be viewed as a positive social and economic development. When they rise due to labor shortages, they affect economic competitiveness.
Yeah.
In this case,
doesn't exist
it would
in
be expressed as a modest decline in the value of Texas's exports. So,
yeah, labor increase isn't in a vacuum. You can't just have the price of labor increase and have everything else just nothing changes. Something else is going to change.
Right. It's going to make because it's going to make the businesses on the fringe in Texas less Texas business is going to be less viable because there's going to be less profit made. The ones on the fringe are going to drop off. Therefore, people are going to lose jobs.
So this is backing up what we've been saying for years now on Free Talk Live, and that is that immigration, illegal and legal, boosts local economies, helps the local economy. Right? That's what this is saying. All right. 800-259-9231. Here's a quick email for you, Mark. From Brian. New element discovered. A major research institution, MRI, has recently announced the discovery of the heaviest chemical element yet known to science. The new element has tentatively been named governmentium. Governmentium has one neutron, 12 assistant neutrons, 75 deputy neutrons, and 224 assistant deputy neutrons, giving it an atomic mass of 312. These 312 particles are held together by forces called morons, which are surrounded by vast quantities of lepton-like particles called pions. Since governmentium has no electrons, it is inert. However, it can be detected as it impedes every reaction with which it comes into contact. A minute amount of governmentium causes one reaction to take over 4 days to complete when it would normally take less than a second. Governmentium has a normal half-life of 3 years. It does not decay, but instead undergoes a reorganization in which a portion of the assistant neutrons and deputy neutrons exchange places. In fact, governmentium's mass will actually increase over time, since each reorganization will cause some morons to become neutrons, thereby forming isodopes. That's isodopes. I said it right. The characteristic of moron promotion leads some scientists to speculate that governmentium is formed whenever morons reach a certain quantity and concentration. This hypothetical quantity is referred to as critical morass. Thanks to Brian for emailing that one in. That's cute.
It really was. I read that one, too, and it was awesome.
Very accurate. I mean, that is essentially what government does. It slows down. I like how the best part is where it talks about how the reaction with governmentium takes 4 days to complete, whereas without it would take less than a second. That's what government does. It burdens you. It burdens you down. And it makes things take longer. That is, it's completely unnecessary. Without government, business would transact faster. People could open up new businesses faster. And we'd all get to keep all the money we earned. Finny in here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night for the Saturday show, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.